Coaches Insight programs continuing here tonight. Week one of the high school football season coming up on Friday night. Brandon Tabman with you, now joined by Atchison football coach. That is Jim Smith, presented by Amberwell Health. Coach, we'll dive into 2023 here in a moment, but just a quick thought and a quick note from last season. Couldn't quite make a deep run into the postseason, but doesn't mean you guys didn't have accolades. You guys go 9-1, you go undefeated, win a Metal Arc Conference title, and overall just a very solid season top to bottom.
Yeah, it was a great season for us, and, you know, we got into that playoff. We knew with Aquinas and St. James and Miege in there, it was going to be a tough road for us, but we did draw St. James week two, and I couldn't be more proud of the way the kids competed.
How are we looking as far as 2023, the roster construction? How is everything set up? You lose some quality talent for sure, but you also bring back some good talent.
Yeah, we bring back a lot of good talent, you know, and last year losing up. Jesse Greenlee, which was a big part of our offense, and we're just trying to build on what we did last year. We returned two wide receivers in Jeter Purdy and Zamar Hernandez, but then we have Jay-Z Kelly and Eric Smith stepping in, and a couple other receivers, and in the backfield you got Jaden Carter stepping in as our starter, but we have a couple other kids that are going to step in and help with that as well.
You mentioned Jesse Greenlee, of course, now playing at the junior college level. He's one of the best running backs in the state over the last couple of seasons. But Trey Carter, you get him back a second season under center at quarterback. How's his progression been going from year one here to year two?
He's really looking good. He really is. He's got himself a little stronger. He's got himself a little faster. And he's throwing the ball with a lot of confidence in practice.
Six starters back on offense, but you return nine starters on defense. Who's maybe kind of been an unsung hero throughout the course of the preparations in summer, whether it's weights, the off-season work, 7-on-7, whatever it might be? Is there maybe an underclassman who's kind of stood up and has stood out to you and has kind of worked their way maybe into the starting lineup?
Well, the one that's stepped in is Miles Greenlee, and the reason I bring Miles up is because Miles had a knee injury last year during the season and wasn't able to finish the year, but he's really, really worked hard in getting himself back healthy. And he's going to help us. We asked him to move from a slot on offense to a guard, and he's done that. He just said, Coach, I want to get on the field. And he's going to start at linebacker, but we're also going to be rotating Carter Gilmore in there as well with Jaden Carter. Deacon Stout, he's another one. He got injured last year during the St. James game with a concussion, but he's there ready to go, stepping in at that outside linebacker. Then the last one that's really, these are all underclassmen I'm talking about, is Chris Bennett. He's been wonderful. He's stepping in and helping out a wide receiver. He's at our slot back position on offense and outside linebacker on defense. And again, just doing great things for us.
A couple more minutes with Atchison football coach Jim Smith as our Coaches Insight programs continue here on CARE, getting ready for week one. Coming up on Friday night with Atchison, they'll be on the road at Ottawa. What's one strength right now with your team, and what's one weakness right now as we sit here today discussing the season opener on Friday? Again, one strength and one weakness right now.
Well, I think the one strength right now is our confidence. We feel pretty good about ourselves, and I don't mean that in a cocky way. The kids are coming to practice every day, and they're just working hard. I couldn't ask for anything more about what they're doing. And the weakness, and I don't know if it's a weakness or just not sure, but it's going to be our running game. I'm just not sure. We lost so much with Jesse, but just hoping the other kids step up and do a great job.
Get a matchup here with Ottawa in week one, which we'll have for you on CARE 93.7 Friday night, but Ottawa, you know, they're trying to get something going there. They haven't won more than two games in a season since 2016. They were 2-7 last year, you know, but that was a tough game to begin the season a year ago. It was a 31-24 final. What's kind of the expectation and what stands out about Ottawa here as you prep here for that first game in 2023?
Well, the one thing you're going to know about Ottawa is that they're going to be very well coached. They're going to be disciplined, and they're not going to do things that hurt themselves. And, as far as what they got coming back, I know they lost 12 seniors off last year's team, and I know they have to fill it in. Then it's just the uncertainty of knowing when we go down there, because they weren't able to do a jamboree, so we weren't able to watch them.
Some coaches feel a little bit different on maybe looking at maybe film from last year. Are you a coach that can watch the film from the game last year against Ottawa, use it to your advantage or use it to get ready for a new matchup here in 2023? Or are you one of the coaches that's just like, nope, it's last year and 2023 is a new year?
Well, we look at it, it's last year and you got to put it behind us, but they have the same coach coming back and same coaching staff, so you're going to expect a lot of the same things.
Finally, Coach, real quick, few keys to the game. What's it going to take to get out here on a positive note here in week one at Ottawa?
Well, I think the biggest thing is no turnovers. We can't go down there and shoot ourselves in the foot. And if we take care of the ball and get our defense plays well, I think we'll be okay.
Great stuff as always. Atchison football coach Jim Smith, presented by Amberwell Health. Week one of the high school football season, of course, beginning tomorrow night. We'll have coverage right here on KARE 93.7 as Atchison hits the road to Ottawa for their week one matchup. Coach, we really appreciate the time. Thanks again. Good luck tomorrow night at Ottawa. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you. Good talking to you.